0102.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
Yeah, do call me on 883-0702 if you've taken a squiz at the newspapers and you just want to thrash out or elaborate on some of the stories that have been, gripping the nation, that have consumed us as a country. But you can also call on 011-883-0702 if you are an individual or work for an organization that is doing very important work in your community, and your mission, your mandate is to make a positive impact on those around you. We call it acts of kindness every Sunday morning around about 7:10. That's what we turn to. Those are the conversations that we have. And today I was today's conversation is one that caught my attention in one of the Friday newspapers, and they put out an advert saying, if you are over the age of 18 and you'd like to help us out, please do reach out to us. And by helping them out, what you do is raise a puppy. And I thought to myself, my goodness, talk about a beautiful call to action, but also a beautiful mission. It's the South African Guide Dogs Association, and this was their call to action. Joining me on the line is Lee de Beaufort, who's head of kennels as well as puppy raising and the puppy center at the South African Guide Dog Association. Lee de Beaufort, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for availing yourself today.
Morning, Refilwe. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's an absolute pleasure. I was really caught, or disarmed rather, by your advert in this Friday's, the Friday papers, basically asking South Africans to avail themselves to raising a puppy. And really what your mission is to raise up these puppies and train them so that eventually they are paired up with a person who is blind, who does have, who's visually impaired, and be able to effectively, let them become independent. Once they've been partnered up with these dogs. Just talk to us about the call to action that you put in the papers this week.
So the puppy raisers are absolutely integral to the raising of our puppies for a successful outcome, in that they take the puppies into their home and expose puppies to all different novel situations, environments, etc. It's absolutely imperative that their puppies have this type of upbringing for the first 12 to 16 months, mm-hmm. in that they are able to desensitize to certain aspects in normal life that they'll come across as an assistance dog once they are graduated, either for people who are blind, mm-hmm. otherwise for service dogs. For differently abled people, and also for children on the autism spectrum.
Okay. All right. So it's quite a wide sort of a plethora of people that are accessing your services. Give us a sense, Lee, of what it is that these puppy raisers need to be aware of. As you said, these animals, these puppies need to be exposed for 12 to 16 months to various elements of everyday life, or, you know, sort of any sort of kind of incidents. But is there anything that these puppy raisers need to be aware of? And are there particular skills that they also need to bring to their jobs, or could I also volunteer and just raise a puppy, as it were, by just loving it and feeding it and, you know, doing treating it as I might any other pet?
So the puppy raisers do attend classes that is under supervision by us. We use only positive reinforcement training in our puppies, and we actually train the handler, the puppy raiser, mm-hmm. on how to train the puppies as such. So they're learning a skill throughout the period. So it's not just taking the puppy into your home and cuddling it and loving uh-huh. it. It's actually being part of guide dog's family as such. You become part of that situation, in that you are working alongside us, the puppy raising department as such. We are available to puppy raisers literally 24/7. They do need to take the puppy with them everywhere they go. Mm. At the moment, I'm currently raising a puppy for guide dogs. Puppy needs to go with me to shopping centres. If I go to Pick and Pay, puppy needs to come with me. If I go to a restaurant, anywhere I go, any outing I do, puppy comes with me, so that the puppy has this type of exposure. So it's not that we're looking only for home you know, home mothers, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. We are also looking for people who do work. We do have puppy raisers who take their puppies every day to the office. So it would depend on the work environment that it is suitable for the puppy to be sure. there, and for your boss to be willing to have puppy in your office as well. Mm. So it's not that they have to be in the home. We're quite open to the situations that everybody faces on the daily life, you know, daily situation, where they can go out with puppy to work and potentially leave work one morning, for example, a week, and join our classes. And we'll do classes in different environments. We might do a farmyard outing, you know, where the puppies are exposed to different livestock, horses, etc. We might go to a place such as Delta Cafe, for example, and have them out on an open field and exposed to children. Very, very important that they have exposure to all different types of people, adults, children, toddlers. Very, very important to the puppies.
Okay. All right. So you need to, the idea is to expose these puppies to various types of environments, as they will be at any rate once they are guide dogs, once they are they're partnered up with people that you will utilize them for everyday life, right? So that makes a lot of sense. And there's the requisite treatment, training rather, as well. So once you receive the puppy from about 7 weeks of age, you get this treatment, you raise them for the first, 16 to 18 months of their life. What happens thereafter, Lee? Just give us a sense of the kind of the kind of demand for your services at the South African Guide Dog Association, and how you graduate the puppies from the puppy raiser, this household, into being service animals.
So once the member of the public has raised our puppy to a certain age, they will then be called in for formal training, which is at the campus in Pulshof, and they'll then be allocated to whichever service is best suited for the puppy. It's approximately 20 weeks of training by our DDMIs or the service instructors. And once that's completed and the dog is successful, they'll graduate to and then be placed and matched, which is a very, very intense process as well, to make sure that the matches are 100% correct to the different families and situations. And once that's done, the dog is then moved on to the client and will continue life with that client, literally changing their lives, giving them independence and freedom to move, in the world, as we do and take for
for granted.
What's the right word? Yes, take for granted that they can actually get out into the world and experience the world with a dog at their side, for example.
Yeah, it really is a fantastic initiative or work that you undertake, right? Making sure, as you say, that people who are visually impaired and needing these guide dogs or these partners, you know, it really is fantastic that you're able to give people a sense of independence, being able to go about their lives, as you say, to do things that we who are able-bodied take so for granted. It really, really is fantastic. A big advert that you put out in the newspaper. How many people do you need right now to volunteer their services?
Rafael, we only breed for our own use.
Okay.
Labradors, Golden Retrievers. And at the moment, I have three moms due to have puppies in the pipeline. So on average of six to seven puppies per litter, I'm going to be looking for, at the moment, 30 odd puppy raisers, but this is on, and we breed between 80 to 100 puppies annually. So every year we're needing that many puppy raisers. So we would like to have an excess of puppy raisers.
Yes, of course.
Where we actually have the puppies and we have people waiting to receive their puppies, rather than looking for puppy raisers when we actually have the puppies already in our puppy center, and we don't have sufficient puppy raisers. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful experience for the puppy raiser to become part of this and give back to their communities by joining the situation as a puppy raiser.
Yeah.
So, as I say, I mean, we're looking for an excess of puppy raisers currently, at least 50 at this stage, but we'd like to actually have a pool of puppy raisers where as the litter is born, we are able to then say, we have 20 puppy raisers waiting for a puppy, sure. puppy, and we can then pick and choose exactly who, you know, the right family for that puppy, because we also match the puppy to the family. For example, if we have a shy puppy, we would want that puppy to go into a kind of noisy, busy home mm-hmm. to bring the puppy out of itself, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. as opposed to putting a hooligan puppy into a hooligan household.
A hooligan puppy. Those labs can really be rambunctious when they're young. They're fabulous dogs. Really love them. What else is lead, very quickly before I let you go, of course, for those who are interested, how do they sign up, number one? Number two, what are the other kinds of criteria that you're looking at to ascertain whether or not a household or a person is suitable for to work as a puppy raiser?
So they must have their own transport, because they will be traveling to join us at classes, coming to the campus, etc. However, it's really... Guide Dogs provides food for the puppies, so that cost is removed from the puppy raiser.
Okay.
We also cover all veterinary costs and medical aspects, their vaccinations, etc. So there's not that much cost to the puppy raiser. Guide Dogs covers that for the puppy raiser. But it is, as you said earlier on, over 18 years of age and able to get around and able to get the puppy out there. Is our biggest criteria.
Okay, lovely stuff. Lida Beaufort, thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best in your recruitment drive for puppy raisers. And that's, I think, a fantastic way to help out and make a difference. Lida Beaufort is head of kennels and puppy raising at the Puppy Center at the South African Guide Dogs Association.